Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Miss Danielle Radio. Tonight, we'll basically be chatting with Coach April Dior. We're going to be touching on the stop planning and start implementing. Miss Dior is a branding coach. She specializes in lifestyle, branding, business. And tonight, for you guys listening in, you have a chance to win one of her free coaching packages of your choice, and she's going to kind of break that down later on in the show. We're going to bring her on tonight, so if you want to get a pen, a pad, get your coffee ready, because we're basically going to drop some knowledge to assist us in taking our businesses to the next level. Coach April, are you on?
Hi, I'm on. I'm so excited to be on the call tonight with you all.
We're happy to have you on. So kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, and then kind of, you know, ease into your topic tonight.
Well, a little bit about myself is I actually grew up in a small town, and then I moved to Atlanta. I went to school at Atlanta Christian College and graduated with a degree in counseling and human relations. However, I did work for a multi-million-dollar company, and after working for the company, I decided, you know what, I like to be free. You know, it's something about working for somebody, or it's something about you can be free and have financial freedom and independence, the type of independence where you can set your own schedule and do the things that you love to do. So that's how I began the quest of becoming a life coach and an international business strategist. And I've discovered that, you know, many people, they want to start businesses and they want to have the life that they love, but they're just scared and they don't know where to start. So out of that, I began to meet with my business coach, and we begin to develop a plan. And also I begin to meet other women and other entrepreneurs that said, hey, you're onto something, I would like to work with you. And that's how the Coach April Dior brand was actually birthed. So tonight we do want to dive in and want to begin to tell people, okay, what do you do now that you have a plan, you have an idea, and now it's time for you to move from the planning phase to start implementing your business ideas. So I definitely want to talk about that tonight.
Great. Well, you guys out there, remember, get that pencil, pad, and paper ready, and we're going to jump right into the topic tonight. I'm going to let Ms. Coach April Dior have the floor.
Well, I have discovered that many people, and perhaps you're one of them, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine, if you can do anything that you want to do, what would you do? And now I want you to ask yourself, what's holding you back? And perhaps some of you are saying, well, fear is holding me back. Or maybe it's the fear of failure. What if I actually succeed? Some of you are stressed out, and others just feel overwhelmed because maybe you're trapped in a lifestyle that you feel like you don't actually deserve it, but maybe you're stuck going around that rat wheel in that circle of just paying bills to make the ends meet, and you feel like you don't have enough time to start a business. So whatever it is, I want you to know tonight that you are not alone. There's hundreds of thousands of people that have great ideas, but you just don't know where to start, and you just don't know what to do, or you may feel stuck. Well, tonight I came to let you know a few simple strategies to get you to move out of the comfort zone and to get you to take a risk. And I want to let you know that because you take a risk, that does not mean that you're going to fail. So first thing that you have to do, that if you're going to stop planning and start moving to the implementation phase of your business, is you have to remove the negative mindset. So you have to begin to ask yourself, what are those things, what are those stereotypes, what do I believe about myself that's telling me that I'm not going to be successful in business. For some of you, it may be your family. Maybe you're the first entrepreneur in your family. Everybody else has always done it the straight way. They may have worked in the factory. They may have, you know, worked a 9-to-5 job, and perhaps they told you that was the way to go, or they put in your head, go to college, get a good working job for someone else. But you know that there's more to life than that, and now you're scared to take a step out. So I want to let you know that if we are going to begin to take risk in business, that's what every great entrepreneur knows, that you have to be willing to take risk in business. The second thing is negativity. What are those things that you're telling yourself? Are you surrounding yourself with the right type of people? Because I've discovered, even in coaching, that what you tell yourself long enough, you will begin to believe that. So if you're telling yourself that you're not going to be successful, that you're always going to work a certain job, live a certain way, then my mentor, Jim Rohn, one of the great legendary mentors and business philosophers of our time, said that eventually you're going to find yourself wearing what you don't want to wear, driving what you don't want to drive, and living where you don't want to live. And so tonight you have to be willing to step outside of the negativity and see things in a positive light. And sometimes that means simple adjustments. And I also talk about this in my books and blogs, by the way, that if you're going to make the simple adjustments in life, it starts with you changing your circle. Some of you can't change the environment, but you can change the people that you let come into your life. So that means surrounding yourself with people who believe in your goals, people that believe in your vision, and also people that think bright. You don't want to surround yourself with negative people that are going to rain on the parade. When the sun is shining, they're telling you it's a chance of rain today. You want someone that's going to be on your team, that's going to put you on the next level, and that's going to push you. So no more of you carrying people. You need some people who already have been there, and you need to get some mentors in life and some mentors in business. Those are just three strategies, Danielle, that I would like to share with the audience tonight.
Oh, great. I'm definitely excited. I, for one, am someone that has sat down with you, listened to your seminars, listened to your calls, and I, for one, know that if you guys put this with Coach April Dior is giving to you tonight, and if you kind of just sit back and say, okay, where am I now, and let me implement this so I can get to where I need to be. So we're definitely excited to hear more. So we had one question from one of our listeners that we're going to get to actually later, because you're actually going to answer this question probably towards the end of your discussion here. So I'm going to wait before we kind of ask that question. But, yeah, we're definitely ready, and we have our hands and information available, and we're ready for this knowledge.
Absolutely. And, you know, a question that I get asked all the time, especially by independent people such as makeup artists, actors, author, you know, people who have products, they want to know, how do I get more coverage? You know, what do I do to get my message out there? What are the things that are holding me back? So tonight I'm going to share a few things that's holding you back and some things that you may want to take adjustment of. The number one thing is social media. You have to be very careful in this market on what you do on social media. So if you're advertising that you're a child care provider or a makeup artist or a author, the number one thing that people are going to do, they're going to go to your profile, they're going to try to Google you, you know, to see if you have a website, see what's out there. But then we live in that world where everybody has a Facebook page, an Instagram, or Twitter. So people are watching you to see if you're really who you say that you are. So they're looking at your content. So that means if you're going to be a professional, you can't have unprofessional things out for the public eye. So that means that if you have a separate life and presenting yourself to be a certain way, that could cause you major business. So if your clients see that you're dressing a certain way, or if they see you're the party type, and a lot of people like to say, well, it's my personal Facebook page. But however, we live in an information world. So if you're going to represent yourself as a professional, you do have to take into account, what do I I'm putting on Instagram, the type of branding that I'm putting out there, because that can lead to bad press and that can also lead to a bad image. And you want to make sure that your name and your image and your reputation is intact. So that means you want to fireproof your business. That means that if I'm going to be about it, if I'm going to put my cards out there, if I'm going to advertise it, I'm going to be able to deliver. So not only do you have to watch out and make sure that your social media branding is intact and that your name and your reputation and your character matches up, because even oftentimes, and I'll share this with you all, I'll have a client that says, I want to hire someone, and they want us to go and check them out and put up an ad. And so what I will do, we'll go to the social media profile, and then we'll have a lot of people that will try to send in their resume. So when we look, I'll go ahead and give this example. I have a client, they were looking for someone that was in child care. Now, mind you, we put out the certain qualifications that we were looking for. So a lot of people, they wrote back, and then we would see pictures of people that, you know, live with the boyfriend or dirty house and, you know, talking kind of crazy online. And, okay, you can't be a child care provider, professional, if you're going to be doing these types of things online. That's not healthy. And a lot of people don't get jobs, don't get the phone call back, don't get hired simply because of their social media profile. So that's a huge issue that I see that hinders people from getting repeat business and repeat clients. So if you have a disagreement with a client or somebody does something to you, social media is not the place to go wage war on your client or who did you wrong, because you have to realize you're bigger than the profile, you're bigger than he said, she said, and you never want to attack somebody else's character. You don't want to tear down your competitors or your competition online. You have the responsibility to remain the person that is the bigger person in business, and it's called business etiquette. So you always want to make sure that you are operating above board, that your name is matching your character and also your reputation.
So did you guys catch that? actually what I want to do is I'm kind of jotting down some notes as well for the listeners that maybe didn't get it all or probably called in a little bit later. But we're going to have these highlights on our blog. We're going to have these highlights on our website for the radio show. So you guys can go back to the link, and all of these keynotes will be within the link. We already have Coach April's email in there, so if you had any questions or if you're interested in purchasing a package, you can always get to her via email. So don't worry, don't fray. We have these keynotes. We're taking notes ourselves, and we're going to put these vital information on the site for you guys. Okay. And I'm ready when you are for the next topic.
Well, for the next topic, something else that employees want to recognize is you should always be the type of person you would want to hire. And I'll say that again for some people. You should be the type of person that you want to hire. So that means that you want to hire or work with someone that is unprofessional, someone that is always late, that's never on time, or someone that cancels appointments and that does not keep their word. So people are looking for honesty in business, and they're also looking for integrity. And integrity simply means doing what you say that you're going to do and keeping your word. So that means if you have an appointment scheduled, take the extra time to show up on time or even show up before time. You want to know everything that you can about your client, because there's nothing worse than working with a new person and you don't know their style, you don't know their image, you don't know anything about their brand, but yet you're saying that, hey, I want to work with you. So always do research about the people or the type of company or about the people and the independent artists that you may want to work for, because that's going to give you an edge up on the market, because they're going to see that you took time out to study them, to know what they like, to know new suggestions and to know new things. Because if I'm hiring someone, I'm going to hire someone based on what they already already know and what they are proven. I also work with a stylist and an artist, and her name is Patrice Lowe. Now, Patrice, when we're in certain fields and she's dressing me or doing makeup or wardrobe and things like that, she's innovative. So what she's able to do is, because she knows my style and knows my taste, she's able to go shopping for me, pick out some things, bring it back, and say, I know that this is something that you would like. So when we hire someone that's independent, and also you, Danielle, the times that we work together on photo shoots, you know what I like, you know my style, and also if I have a question, you know, I think we did a theme that you came up with called the Gone with the Wind photo shoot, and we actually did this theme with Gone with the Wind, and it was clients and people, they loved the theme, and I told them that you came up with it, and a lot of people, because of that innovation that you took, they actually wanted to work with you. So that's what we like. You always want to go first and think about your client need. What do they like? What is their style? You are to have the edge up. So without them telling you, can you be innovative enough to do the research on what they like to bring it to them? Because you're going to now position yourself to be the go-to guy and the go-to girl in your industry. And something else that you all want to do, if you're going to try to scale your business on a bigger level, then you should brand yourself as the expert in your industry. So that means you may have to take a new class. You may have to learn a new skill. Never stop reading. Never stop learning. Look at other people that are doing the same thing you want to do, and then think higher. What are they doing? Where is the market going for your industry, and go where everybody else is going? Because if you go where everybody else is going, that's going to help you learn new things, that's going to help you see the insight. But guess what? You don't stay there. You think bigger and you work on the next step. So never get caught up in competition. That's a big one, because a lot of people will look at their competition. Oh, they're charging this, they're doing that, they're trying to shame me. Don't get caught up on the competition. You want to become the expert so that you can master your market and start on your level. So what? You may not be at a five-figure or six-figure business yet, but you're going to get there. So that means today you're going to make the phone calls that you need to make. You're going to reach out to the people, set the meeting, set the appointments, and do what you can do on your level until you can do more, until you can get the bigger clients. Always look at the bigger fish. In other words, never look at where you are right now and don't stay there. You always want to look at the bigger picture. And if the little things, the little competitive, the little things like that don't matter, I have a theme, Danny, and if it doesn't make purpose, it doesn't make sense. So you don't want to waste your time doing things that are unproductive. A lot of people can't start their business not only because of fear, but because they're being unproductive, because they're not using social media in the right way. They're looking at the competition. They're sitting here with the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And before you know it, the whole day goes by and they didn't write the blog. They didn't start the journal. They didn't start the book. They didn't make the phone call. They didn't make the investment. So you have to be productive in this market, and you have to utilize the tools that you have to get the things that you want, and set little goals. You don't have to have some big grand goals. Do what you can do today. You can't change yesterday. You can't change tomorrow. So you have to start with where you are today to build a future for tomorrow. So that's also important.
Now, I like that tidbit. I do. That is some vital information. And personally, I, for one, was that person constantly thinking of, what if the competition is this, or what if they did this, what if they're charging this, and what if I'm charging that? And once you actually go to Coach April's, seminars, and you're actually sitting down, and you actually get to kind of see the plan unfold in front of you, you will understand that when you stop focusing on the competition, everything else will fall in place. I kid you not. You will have more, you'll probably have more clients coming to you once they see how positive your posts are, how positive and inspiring your even your promos be inspiring. You know, you have those really mean memes out there, If you take an inspirational meaning and if you flip that meaning and gear it towards advertising to get you that one meaning that you like, I guarantee you your clientele will just overflow. And that is something that she teaches, actually. If you change your mindset, you're basically going to change your whole business plan. We have a lot of pins, and we're going to go to the phone lines to see if anyone has a question for Miss April. So the first caller that we're going to kind of see if they have a question for Miss Yor, it is the caller with the last numbers of 3092. Caller 3092, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Coach April Dior? Hello, caller, do you have a question for Coach April Dior? Okay, thank you for calling in tonight. We definitely appreciate your call. The next caller, we're going to go to the line to see if they have a question for you. Coach April, is caller last numbers 2288. Caller 2288, do you have a question for Coach April Dior tonight? The last four digits of the number is 2288. Do you have a question for Coach April Dior tonight? Okay. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. Hold tight. We're going to continue to let her speak on Stop Planning and Start Implementing. Hope you got your pens and paper ready to jot down some vital information.
Nice.
Okay.
Came up with the idea. Hi, can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay.
Okay.
We can hear you now.
What I love about innovation and energy is you're going to need the energy. So if you're going to move from stop being a planner and seeing what you're going to do to actually moving, I love Nike's theme and their concept is just do it. And sometimes the only thing that you have to do is just be determined to just do it. Today's the day where I'm going to take control of my life, because you have to ask yourself, what is in it for me? What about the risk? What about the reward? Yes, there are risks, but there's also the rewards. So you have to think about the rewards of business. Rewards, what is it going to look like when you're catching a yoga class in the middle of the day, when you're going out to lunch, or for some of you, you want more time with your children, or go to your son's football game. For me, the number one thing I love to give, and I love to do nonprofit events and give back and feed the homeless. So for me, being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, that means the extra revenue we're able to put towards projects that are going to help people, that are going to give back to communities and people in need and people that are doing great work that really need help. And also for young women, getting to work with people and build them up and to inspire them to do better and to do better. And to do that, sometimes you cannot be chained down to the ball, to the chain, to the desk, and you're going to have to throw your concepts out of the window. You're going to have to throw your negative mindset out of the window, so that if you're going to be great, you have to dare to do something different. The definition of insanity is if you're doing the same thing week after week, day after day, year after year, and yet you're expecting a different result. So now it's time to say, I'm going to break away with the 9-to-5. I'm going to work on the go. I'm going to work full-time, then I'm going to work part-time on my goals. I'm going to work on everything that I need to do to get it lined up so that I can get in the position to become financially free. So that means that you're going to be able to provide for your family. That means you're going to have free time. You're not going to have the stress. So now you have to ask yourself, is the reward worth the risk? And for some people, they're saying, I just don't know. But you know you have skills. You know you have talents. You know you have things to offer. So I want you to ask yourself that for those of you who are still trying to determine your passion, the number one thing I tell clients to ask themselves is, what would you do for free, even if you weren't getting paid for it? What is that thing that you love to do? What comes easy to you that it may be hard for somebody else? For some of you, it may be cooking. Maybe you need to write a cookbook or do a YouTube video showing how to make your favorite recipe. Maybe it's something simple. So you're saying, maybe I'm not going to take a grand step, but start with the little steps. So the little steps may be, okay, let me get 5 friends over and cook some recipes and get their feedback to see what they really think, to see if I have a market. Some of you need to go bake some things and take them and sell them so that you can know that you have the potential to scale this thing on a large scale. So for your business, now's the time that if we're going to stop planning and start implementing, that means you have to get focused like never before. You cannot focus on the things you've been focusing on, and you have to get focused and determined that today is a new day. I can't change the past. I have to look forward towards the future, and the future that I want to have, it starts with me taking control of my life, taking my power back, putting my voice out there to be heard. So you have ideas, so now you need to set yourself up on platforms to be heard. So the number 2 things that I recommend people to do to get started, who you want to become, and to become that champion in business and to have the life you love, is start writing. Maybe it's for a blog. Look up opportunities because people need to hear your voice. People want your product. You never will know the market and the people who have need of you if you remain silent. So what I would say is no. If you want to be financially free, forget what they told you on TV. You don't have the right to remain silent because if you remain silent, then your ideas get silenced and then you will be back at the routine and the regular and the norm, beating yourself up, thinking about what could I have done if only I had spoken up, if only they have heard my idea, because your market is out there waiting for you. People are waiting on your ideas. They're waiting on your products. They're waiting on your business. So now is the time for you to go out and find your audience, find the people that want to hear what you have to say and create the demand and put yourself in demand. And I guarantee you, because you can supply the demand, you will have clients that will book you, that will hire you every single time.
I like that. I definitely like that tidbit. I was going to go to the lines for a moment and see if we had any questions in one moment. Let's look through here and get us a good question to kind of touch on. While I'm reading here to try to find one that's basically pertaining to this particular segment, we're going to try to get Coach April back on over. We might just do 1 week in December where she just kind of take the whole week in December and assist us with preparing to launch or relaunch or revamp or whatever you want to do. So if you say the new year, I want to get my business to the next level, that's the show you really need to call in for, because we're going to give her a week of dropping some vital knowledge, for you, so you can kind of prepare for the new year. Now, I did find a question. The first, this is one question. The young lady, her name is Veronica 1605. She states that I am in the financial industry. I spent last year doing taxes under someone else. And this year, I would like to branch out on my own. She said, my question is, for someone just now getting their feet wet in this competitive tax industry, how do I set myself aside from everyone else? And that's what she wants to know.
Well, that is certainly a good question, Veronica, because certainly the finance and the tax industry can be very demanding, and I know sometimes that they have different ads and advertisement, and you being the new girl on the block, people are saying, why me? So what I want you to do is I want you to list some things on a sheet of paper. Why you? Why would you want to work with you? Why would you want to have you? Why would you want to hire yourself? Why are you the person for the job? And then that's going to help you create your pitch so that when you meet clients, when you're out there at the business meetings, hi, I'm Veronica. I care about my clients, and also I'm able to get high returns, and I know the newest laws. I have studied. You know, whatever your pitch is, that's what's going to put you in demand. That's what's going to set you apart. And also to establish yourself in the industry, meaning that what are the magazines that you can begin to write for? So that means maybe Forbes magazine, financial magazine, entrepreneurship magazines. You want to begin to look at magazines and perhaps start a blog. What do you know about finance that could help other people? Why are you the go-to girl? Because once you start getting these endorsements and getting these magazine ads and people are seeing who you're writing for, you're going to help establish yourself in the industry so they and then that's going to help you prove credible. Your reputation is tangible. They can see what you know. So once you begin to give out, and also start giving out free advice. People love free advice. They love to feel like they know you, so make yourself personable. I'm not just someone in the office stuck behind the glass. You can reach me. Here's who I am. If you have any questions, this is my number. This is my email address. So it's going to involve you networking with people, but also working to establish yourself in the industry. Begin to write. Begin to make phone calls. Begin to share free advice. Begin to look for those platforms, even free speaking engagements. So it could be you getting with other people, or you setting up a one-day workshop about taxes, helping you cut through the red tape of the IRS. Because the IRS also, yes, they can be quite challenging. So to have someone like you saying, I'm going to take a few hours to show you all how to navigate through it. What do you do if you get an audit? Who do you call for help? So the simple things that people want to know. How do you get more in the refund? What is the right paperwork to fill out? That's a market within itself, so that when you brand yourself as the go-to girl to help people, they're going to feel comfortable trusting you with their taxes and in their finances.
That was a wonderful response to that question. And actually, as I read through the chat room here, that question came up a lot. You have some people on the line that are in, like Ms. Vonna, because she's in the finance. She's the tax preparer. We have a few hairstylists on the line. We have a Barbara on the line. We have a fashion stylist on the line. And this is actually a good one. She had the same question as young lady before, but she wanted to know what are some, could you suggest another marketing and promoting engine other than Facebook? Other than Facebook, where else would you suggest she market and promote on?
Well, Twitter does really good because it also lets you reach out to celebrity clients, and also for those of you all who are in stylists, like the barber and the fashion designer, and they also have people email addresses. You know, you can reach them to Twitter and get them to send you a direct message to connect, so that's a good one. Also, Instagram is a very good way of connecting with people, and I've also heard about the new thing on Periscope, so a lot of you can go ahead and get on Periscope to get people to follow you and begin to share your advice. And also Pinterest is a good one. So anywhere where you can get on to let people see your work, to let them see what it is that you do. And also some of you can do YouTube videos. That's also a great way for you to create a video blog, for you to create podcasts to where you're actually talking. And then the old-fashioned way, what I love is I'm a people's person, so I love to go out and meet new people, even in the grocery store, even at new places, when you're out in everyday life, building trust with people. Who are the people that you already know that can use your services? Because if you live in a small town and you can't get to a bigger city, what are you doing during the week trying to meet people? What are your local people? Who could use your services? And sometimes don't be afraid to give out, to run promotions. you know, or where you're going to give out something for free to business owners or doing a business mixer, because it's time to come together. What can you come together and collaborate with someone on? So if you're a hairstylist and I do makeup, that means, okay, well, let's put together a mixer for a few women, or maybe you can call a shelter where some women who need your services, and they will let you come in to offer your services. So not only are you giving back to the community, but now you are establishing yourself and they can refer to you, because word of mouth is also a big way to grow your business. So you never want to forget about plain old fashioned getting out, meeting people, and also word of mouth, because when you do an excellent job, word of mouth is going to go about. And also when you finish with clients, a good thing to do is ask for referrals. You can have a sheet and say, if you don't mind, can you give me like 5 referrals, people you think that can benefit from my services? And also what I like to do is with referrals, you can give them your repeat clients. Every referral you send me, hey, I'll give you 10% off next time. People love that, because if they feel like they're in partnership with you, oh, they'll go out and get you some people. Or say if you bring me 2 people, your next hairstyle is free. I'll give you a free haircut if you bring me 3 clients, because you want to partner with people that know people. So that's going to be a good thing for you to do. Partner with people who know people, word of mouth, establishing yourself, and also advertisements, discount, and giving back. People need to see you out there in the community giving back. And I wrote about that principle in my new book, Getting a Grip on Fear. They need to see you building public trust, and they also need to see you giving back, because nobody wants to deal with a selfish person. People feel like they can trust you if they see you in the community. If they feel that you're safe, they're going to come back to you. If they see your work, they're going to come back to you. And then if you get word of mouth, they're also going to come back to you as repeat customers, and then they're going to have no problem bringing people to you. So ask your client, because every client, if you know, free hairstyle, they'll bring about 3 people. Bring 3 people, you get yours done free. Every 3 people, you get one free. Sometimes you have to do it like that, because hey, if you just made $100 based on 3 clients, what's a free washing set, or what's a free facial? So things like that, you have to be smart in your business to be able to maximize your business. So it's not all about you, but you have to do marketing and advertisement strategically as well.
I like that. And before we close the show, remember, please check out Coach April's newest coaching and training project, How to Get a Grip on Fear. She has an MP3 and a workbook. And tonight, for you guys listening, you have a chance to win a free coaching package of your choice. All you have to do is email championlifecoaching@gmail.com. Again, that's championlifecoaching@gmail.com. And in the subject line, you're going to add MDR Radio. Please be sure to include your name, your profession, and your Facebook information. Good luck to all the listeners out there. Everyone is entitled to be in this raffle. It is a treat. It's something you do not want to miss out on. I also want you to kind of tap into the packages that you have available for your branding.
Well, absolutely, and I certainly appreciate you all tonight, and feel free to visit me on Facebook. We're under Champ Life Coaching, and also our email address, like she said, is Champ, CHAMPLIFECOACHING@gmail.com. So feel free to reach out to us. And also, Danny, I've enjoyed being on the show tonight so much that if you all would like a free 30-minute consultation, add the radio subject line and put, I would like a free 30-minute consultation for anyone who listened to the show that said, you know what, Coach April, I would like to talk to you a little bit more. For the business owners, we have awesome business packages. We have different programs, programs that will help you get a jump start on your business. Our newest package is the Fear Coaching Package, and that includes our teaching and workbook, the How to Get a Grip on Fear. We also have a new program coming out called the Bad Girls Coaching Club, and what it is it's for women, and we take you through the process, the steps to overcome fear, overcome negative mindsets, overcome the past into being the business owners, even dealing with financial issues, the pressures and the burdens. We walk you through it to help you create the life and the business that you love. On our relationship side of things, we have an amazing teaching called the five behaviors that sabotage women in relationships. Some of our other featured products are seven secrets every man needs to know before he gets married. So we have some amazing things going on at Champ Life Coaching, and we look forward to talking to you all soon. And I'm looking forward to really being able to be of assistance to you and helping you brand, helping you get free from the rat wheel, from the rat chase to create a life you love.
Yes, most definitely. Well, I definitely enjoyed you tonight, Coach April, as a guest on the show. Please come back. Please come back, especially for that week, that business. We're just going to dedicate it Business Week. We're going to say Business Week 101, vital information you as a business owner need to know, no matter if you are a tax preparer, makeup artist, hairstylist, barber, seamstress, fashion stylist, if you yourself don't do hair or makeup, but you are a business of a salon or a barbershop, this is something you would kind of need to tap into and listen to, because she's definitely going to go into depth as to how to treat your booth renters, your staff, how everyone should be on the same accord, professionalism, all that great stuff. We're definitely going to tap into that week of Business Week 101. Before you go tonight, Coach April, is there anything else you would like to kind of add, or anything else you want the callers out there to really know?
Well, I will leave you with this thought. And again, this is from one of, and this is entitled, One of the Lessons That I Learned from My Millionaire Mentors. And he says this, that everything will change if you will change. So don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to take the extra time out that you need to develop a great business and a great brand that you love, because only what you do for yourself, only what you invest in will last. And will last because people are looking for you. You have something to say. You are valuable. So just do it. Just go for it. Don't be afraid to take the risk. Don't be afraid, because the risk, the reward is so much greater than any risk that you have to take. So have confidence in yourself. Treat people with respect. Build an honorable business. Operate with integrity. And know that you must believe in yourself, because if you believe in yourself, then nothing is impossible if you only believe in your brand, in your business, and in your life. And surely you have what it takes to create a life that you love.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much, Coach April, for calling in tonight. We definitely appreciate you on NDR Radio. We definitely have the information in which you touched on tonight. We want to put that on the blog, as we mentioned before. We want to put that on our website. So if you just might have called in late, missed something, definitely touching bases with you and covering all, where we're basically dotting our I's and crossing our T's so you're not missing out on any information. Coach April, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and you have a wonderful night.
You also. Good night.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to NDR Radio. As I mentioned previously, this is a segment that you guys have asked about for some time now. You guys have been wanting us to kind of introduce some branding coaches to the table, especially dealing with the stop, planning, and start implementing phase. I know a lot of people have, you might have a book so thick and so high, but you didn't know where to go. And tonight, Coach April basically gave us a vital pill that we have to kind of put into place so our businesses can go to the next